Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will now have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne Roberts has the lead, Peter. She has 4 points. P.J. O'Rourke has 3. Charlie Pierce has 2.
All right. So then we'll have Charlie, you're in third place. You will go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. A new poll suggests that President Obama has lost the popularity bump he gained with the death of blank.
Oh, Osama bin Laden.
Right. Defense Secretary Robert Gates urged more NATO allies to participate in airstrikes against blank.
Libya.
Right. This week, the Senate allowed legislation that would cap bank fees on blank.
Swipe cards.
Yeah, debit cards, yes. Privacy advocates complained this week at the new facial recognition software installed on the social networking site blank.
Facebook.
Right. Despite its popularity with customers, health officials in Columbia, Missouri have asked an ice cream shop to stop selling blank.
Whiskey.
No, cicada ice cream. Ugh. On Wednesday, Meredith Vieira ended her 5-year run as co-anchor of the blank show.
The Today Show.
Right. Trouble, the Maltese dog who inherited $12 million from hotel mogul blank, died at age 12.
Leona Helmsley.
Right. A California woman who locked her keys in her car is in trouble for blanking to get the help of police.
Robbing a bank.
No, setting a brush fire.
Oh, well, there we go.
It was 4 a.m. She'd locked the keys in her car on the Golden State Freeway, and the freeway call box was disconnected. But she had a box of matches. According to the sheriff's office, to get attention, she decided to set the hillside on fire. And she got our attention and was arrested for arson. Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Charlie had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Charlie has the lead.
All right. And PJ, you were in second place, is that right?
That's right.
Yep.
All right. But
okay.
Not for long.
All right, PJ, you're up next. Please fill in the blank. Farmers in Europe were forced to throw away their fresh produce because the source of the blank outbreak is still unknown.
E. coli.
Right. In the wake of the Fukushima crisis in Japan, Germany announced it would close all of its blanks by 2022.
Atomic power plants.
Right. On Tuesday, NBC outbid Fox and ESPN and secured the rights
Olympics.
To...
Olympics.
Yes. During their story about Sarah Palin last Sunday, Fox News accidentally blanked.
Laughed.
No. Used a picture of Tina Fey playing Sarah Palin. Scientists announced,
I'm betting it wasn't an accident.
Scientists announced this week that they were adding 2 new blanks to the periodic
elements,
table.
Yes, elements, euslicium and expensivium or something.
A study shows that in the days following initial reports about Anthony Weiner, there was a noticeable drop-off in congressmen using blank.
Briefs rather than boxers.
No.
Twitter, of course.
Twitter. After his new boat sunk on its maiden voyage, a British man realized he should not have named it blank.
Titanic.
Yes, Titanic 2, in fact. Mark Wilkinson had just entered the harbor on the Titanic 2 when it sprung a leak and immediately began to sink. Wilkinson was rescued by the local harbor master, but says he's giving up boating for good.
And Leonardo DiCaprio ran right out onto the bow.
Tiny little Leonardo DiCaprio. He was very excited, though, about going for a flight in his new airship, the Hindenburg 2, Flaming Boogaloo.
And his wife, Andrea Doria, was unavailable for comment.
Carl, how did PJ do in our quiz?
PJ had 6 correct answers, 12 more points. He now has 15 points, and PJ has the lead.
Well done, Pete. All right.
Not for long. Roxanne is on next, and Roxanne knows everything.
How many, then, does Roxanne need to win, Carl?
6 correct answers.
6 correct answers. All right. Ready to do this, Roxanne?
We'll try.
Here we go. Residents in Arizona fought against spreading blanks that have grown to the second largest in Arizona history.
Wildfires.
Right. Reports this week indicate that the president of blank was more seriously wounded last Friday than thought.
Yemen.
Yes. Programmers warned this week that the internet may run out of blanks as soon as 2012.
Domain names.
No, IP addresses. Delta came under criticism after it came out that the airline had charged soldiers returning from Afghanistan an extra $2,800 in blank fees.
Luggage fees.
Yes, a misprint in an online advertisement for a beer sale at Tesco in Britain led to a blank.
Riot?
Stampede to the supermarket because he's still recovering from a knee injury. Golfer Blank announced he would not compete in the U.S. Open.
Tiger Woods.
Right. Steve Jobs made an appearance at the Worldwide Developers Conference to announce the new blank service.
iCloud.
Right. The band AC/DC has been performing since the 70s and, according to reports from Australia, continues to add new fans, including blank.
Koala bears.
great white sharks. Cage diving operator Matt Waller says there are two ways to attract sharks: fresh blood in the water or AC/DC. And since Matt's business is bringing tourists closer to the sharks, he's in favor of the music, a lesson he wished he'd learned many, many tourists ago. Carl, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
She needed six correct answers, and she had six correct
answers.
So with 16 points, Roxanne Roberts is this week's champion.
I know how much he enjoys that.